Well, it's that time of year again. Golf season on the outdoor side is coming up quickly. And to help launch it is the Chicago Golf Show, back again for another season in Rosemont at the Donald Stevens Convention Center. And joining us from Corcoran Expositions is Matt McLaughlin. And Matt, how you doing? I know that I got to believe this is one of the highlights on your schedule every year, as it is your boss Tom's.
Doing great, Rory, and you're right. It seems as if whenever the Super Bowl ends, you look up, you're in February, and there's the golf show on the horizon, and what we view ourselves as is that late winter preview of what is to come. The winter's dwindling, there's more sunlight, it's not quite nice enough to play golf yet, but you can see spring on the horizon. Our golf show fans often have cabin fever, and they come out to Rosemont, as you indicated, to really kick off the golf season. What we see a lot, and you've seen it, I'm sure, over the years, foursomes that play together Saturday mornings in the summer, they come out together as a group. It's their first official outing of the new calendar year. They sort of kick off the golf season together. Fathers and sons often come out together, who play together, families on Sundays. So it's a really nice blend, and we look forward to being back February 28th through March the 2nd.
Well, I know that there's a whole lot of different reasons why people come to the show. And you mentioned groups that play together, stick together, and they also travel together. And you'll have plenty of golf resorts and golf properties from not only around the Midwest that'll be more active in the summer, but ones down south as well that are still looking for the golfer that wants to get a jump on the golf season, maybe get a spring trip and get some swings in before the courses open up here in the north. And tell us a little bit about some of the impact you're going to have for people who still want to get away and play some golf, or maybe head to the southwest and watch some spring training and play some golf at the same time.
Well, destination tourism, no question, it's a driver for Chicago Golf Show. I don't want to miss somebody, so what I would coach people to do is go to chicagogolfshow.com. That is all one word, no spaces. You can pull up a floor plan, look at who's confirmed in the show. As you toggle through our menu, you'll be able to see what exhibitors are located where. Some of the exhibitors are doing things specific to their booth, giveaways and so forth. Those are posted up in real time as we get the information. But there's no question that part of the cabin fever concept that I alluded to ties into people looking to step out of the weather. And it's not oftentimes in late March, early April, it's not quite nice enough to play here yet. Sometimes it is, but you can get that consistency by maybe getting a destination to kick off the spring. So there will be those warm weather environments represented, and check out our website. It's always evolving 24/7 in real time up until the show starts.
Well, Matt, one of the great things about the Chicago Golf Show is the main stage, and I know that you always bring in some of the areas and occasionally national people with a reputation on golf instruction, and it's a great place to get some tips and hopefully get people on track when golf season comes, and maybe have them hitting the ball a little bit better.
What we find with the main stage, there is a blend of fans that want to learn a lot about golf, how the instructors can help them apply things to their golf game. What we also find is that the sports celebrities, when they come out, they're interested in golf, but the fans also want to hear their stories, whether it's golf or whether it's specific to the sport that they're coming from. And we've had all of the major spectator sports represented over the years as golf appearing celebrities. This year, Hank Haney is coming up at 1:30 on both Saturday and Sunday. He'll be up on the main stage 1:30 on both of those days, March 1st and 2nd. And he spends part of his time in the north suburbs. Part of the year, he worked with Tiger Woods from 2004 to 2010. And in that time, Tiger won six of his majors. So I'm sure that fans are going to be looking forward to hearing about what it was like to be working with him, to be having a front row seat to history, that dramatic U.S. Open in 2008, the bunker shot to get to the playoff when his knee was killing him. There's other stories like that. The 05 Masters for Tiger came during his run with Hank Haney. We've never met Hank Haney on site at the golf show. I think some of our people have met him, but we haven't had him at the show. So it's always good to bring a fresh outlet, a fresh resource that people haven't heard from. We do have a couple of the former Bears from the 80s and 90s interspersed into our lineup as well. We'll have James RoboCop Thornton back for a second year. He made a great debut last year, very good with the fans. He'll be with us on Friday at 4 o'clock leading into the Molson Coors Happy Hour. And midday, 12 noon Saturday, always great to have Emery Moorhead, part of a father-son Super Bowl tandem, as you know, Rory. So he has a lot of insight. He's very current with present-day football, being a former Colorado Buffalo. He knows Coach Prime, and there's a lot that he can share. And he's also pretty serious about his golf game, too. So it should be a mix of some entertaining old-day questions and some golf instruction.
Well, Matt, there's nothing like getting ready to walk into the golf show as you're coming over from the parking garage, and the doors have been open for a little while. When you're getting there, it's not uncommon to see people carrying a club or two, maybe a golf bag, a few dozen balls under their arms. So if you're ready to stock up on some golf balls or equipment, I know that option is usually out there as well.
We mentioned two buckets, tourism destinations and golf tips, golf instruction. No question that third bucket is always going to be deals. What's out there? What do people have? Our vendors are going to be in full force, and we often see that going strong into Sunday afternoon, into the show close at 4 o'clock. The best way to access what's going on there, check out our website, check out ChicagoGolfShow.com, our floor plan, our veteran exhibit rep, Bob Druniak, year after year. He's on the phones, burning up the lines, getting these equipment exhibitors to come out, and they see the value. They love visiting with our fans, and that's why they're back year after year, going back to when the show put down roots in Rosemont back in 1997. So you'll typically see a large presence to the left and a large presence to the right, and certainly there are other equipment deals to be found as you move around the floor.
Well, Matt, one of the favorite things for golfers is when they hear the term free golf, and you've got a great sponsor who helps provide some of that. Tell us a little bit about the return for another year of Golf Visions.
Golf Visions, the Ralston family, great partners of the Chicago Golf Show. They'll be up at the front of the show, so it's very user-friendly. You check in, and you are able to fill out a small piece of paper, rather. It won't take you very long, 40, 60 seconds. You are able to then redeem that, and it gives you what I find convenient about it is that the Golf Visions portfolio has a course near wherever any Chicago Golf Show fan would live in the Metro Chicago area, to the west, Geneva. I believe their south hub is Lockport. They have reach up to Mundelein, so different areas, regardless of where you live, there's a Golf Visions course near you to take advantage of.
Well, Matt, some of the prominent golf organizations in the area usually are present, and I assume we'll see the Chicago District Golf Association and the Illinois PGA and Illinois Junior Golf back again.
You will see all three of those entities. CDGA, Chicago District Golf Association, is back as our presenting sponsor, and they have many things planned for their CDGA Village, which sort of augments Borders, the longest putt area that Mike Gilligan and his staff have done a really great job with. And the longest putt has always been great, always been part of Golf Show DNA. They've really pulled out all the stops in terms of giving it extra bells and whistles, that extra touch for the fan, making you feel, almost making you feel at times like you're down at the WM Phoenix Open with the atmosphere over there. At Illinois PGA, you alluded to them a little bit earlier with the instructors. They're a big part of providing our main stage programming, providing equipment, the TrackMan. They assist us greatly with that. And Illinois Junior Golf, so important. We've all become used to that tent in the front of the hall where they're talking to the next wave of young people, of boys and girls picking up this game. And they're very proactive about talking to people, getting people interested in golf. You don't have to roll out of bed with PGA Tour skills. They want people to learn and to enjoy it while they're learning. And that's been a great partnership for us as well over the years.
Matt, I'll tell you what, the Chicago Golf Show brings excitement in so many ways, and people are walking up and down the aisles, they're talking to people about products, they're talking about trips, they're talking about signing up for various programs, and all of that can lead to an appetite. So I know if in the middle of the show people need to find the halfway house, you've got some good munchies, and I know you mentioned the Coors Light event on Friday afternoon.
Molson Coors is back with us for a third year. The Friday happy hour to round out the late afternoon, taking us up to the closing bell at the golf show. Really excited to have them back. We're going to have a raffle at or near the main stage. There's two White Sox dates that will be raffled off. There was one last year, so they've come forward to the table with a little more. The Miller Lite Landing out in right field, beautiful location for a great summer day. I know they'll line it up. They'll do the best they can to line it up with good dates weather-wise. Line and Kugel backpack. We've got a golf bag. We've got a cooler. So periodically, later in that 4 o'clock hour is when the raffle will start. Our DJ, Jerry Jams, is back. That's Jerry, G-E-R-R-Y. I know he's out on X and Instagram with his brand, and he plays a really nice blend of that Jimmy Buffett type of sound that goes well with the Molson Coors summer brand, and a little bit of classic rock as well for our golf show fans that love that stuff. So
no, that's quite a mix he throws together. In